You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Okay, this podcast, the sound quality, it's fucked up. Here's a disclaimer. If you don't like fucked up sound, don't listen to this podcast. This is the one we did live at Gotham Comedy Club last Wednesday. The sound got fucked up. They didn't do the right level checks at the beginning, so there's a lot of popping and hissing and cracking when we start to scream. So I'm putting this disclaimer at the front of it. If that shit bugs you, do not listen to this podcast. Do not fucking email me and complain, or tweet me or Facebook me and complain about the sound quality on this one. We fucked up. We know it. We're acknowledging it. We weren't going to put it up, but you know what? We wanted to make sure that the people who did want it to listen to it got a chance to listen to it. So if you don't want to hear that type of shit, just move on. We put an extra podcast up on this Monday just for you motherfuckers. So we hope you enjoy it. If not, just move on and go to the next one. Thank you very much for everybody who showed up. It was one of the best shows we have ever done. I can't thank you enough. So we hope you enjoy it. Take care, dude.
Hi, everybody. I'm Matt from The Laugh Button. A few things of note. We're going to be recording the show tonight, both audio and video. So be very energetic. Clap a shit ton. Let's get the levels. Actually, everyone, some. Can we get a clap so we can check the levels? All right, awesome. Stick around, because after the show, we're going to have some limited edition lithographs that are numbered that'll be available. Cass will sign them for you. Then you can go out into the night, take them with you. Let me bring you up the man of the hour. You guys know him from Comedy Central, from Louie. He's got a new sitcom coming out, or a new drama, I'm sorry, coming out this fall. Robert Kelly!
What's up, fuckers? Give it up for Matt from Laugh. Laugh Button Live. Who's never talked into a microphone before. You just scream like it's the fucking, like you're well, you if you talk from here, you scream like a squire. Hear ye, hear ye. If you do this, it comes through fucking speakers like magic. Give it up for Matt for fucking doing. What is he? What is, somebody just screamed some shit. I don't even know. Welcome to the first ever podcast live. You know what, dude? It's pretty amazing that you guys came out. I didn't think anybody would fucking show, except for friends of Matt's and Chris Ellis from, all right, one dude. I think that was Chris, actually. Or his lover. That's what he calls his wife, lover. It's a whole Motley Crue type thing. This is pretty amazing that you guys came out. This podcast I did a year and a half ago on my iPhone, and now we have all this shit. And you guys, which is fucked up to me, how I was trying to keep myself awake on trying to go to a road gig in New Hampshire with an iPhone and a podcast, and now all you assholes show up in the snow to see us do this. So hopefully it's a lovely disaster. Hopefully some fucked up shit happens, and hopefully it's interesting. What we're going to do tonight, we're going to do, instead of just doing the podcast, which I know we're so fucking fascinating and our thoughts are amazing and our opinions are wow, and we add humor into that, woohoo, we're actually going to do some stand-up, which is a fucking weird thing for comics to do on podcasts. We're gonna have a couple, Joe DeRosa. Dangerous Joe is going to be here. We got Bonnie McFarlane from My Wife Hates Me. Okay, that's enough. We have Rich Voss, kinda. Rich Voss might be showing up tonight, which is fantastic. And you have me, which is, you know, whatever. Thank you. Fuck you, sir. I know you didn't like me from the second I walked up here. You have a beard that doesn't connect. You don't like me. I'm too alpha male for you. But you know what? I'd hug you. I'm not that alpha male. My wife is here tonight, which should be uncomfortable. It is. It's going to be weird. She tells me, this is the fucked up part, is she tells me not to say shit. Do you understand? Like, things that I do at home, that I'm a comedian. So funny shit happens, and I'm like, oh, and she sees my face, and she goes, fuck you. No. Like, okay, I do this joke. This is one of the things that she told me never to tell anybody. Dawn, are you here? Dawn. Babe. Baby. Can I please? Can I just please tell him what you did? She fucked it. Where are we going? All right, don't leave. Don't leave. Wait. He's never going to know. We had my friend over. We had my friend over for Super Bowl Sunday. And he's in a he's in a wheelchair. Wait. He's in a wheelchair, which is funny right out the gate. Just young people with friends with wheelchair, that's just fun. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you can fuck with him. Leave him on a corner. You know what I mean? Just go out, and he can't get down the stairs because it's a brownstone. Well, anyways, we had the Super Bowl party. My wife is a beautiful woman. I love you, but it was one of the funniest things I've ever... After the party, you know, people in wheelchairs don't like... You know, it's a hassle. He's got to go down the steps and do some fucked up walking and fucking plop back down, hopefully hit dead center, and then go, and we have to find one of those cabs that are hard to find. Is that it? One of those boxy fucking... Or wait for the bus... And then it takes another 20 minutes, and then we wave. So after everybody left, he was just sitting in his chair, chilling. He was kind of falling asleep. And I was like, all right, man, you know, what's up? And he was like, I don't know, man, I just want to hang out. I miss you guys. And I looked at my wife, she's in the kitchen cleaning. She went, you. She, do you understand? She pantomimed me pushing my friend in a wheelchair out the fucking house, but she did the wheelchair. Which you can't fuck with funny, no matter how fucking evil it is. That makes me laugh to this day. So, listen, I'm not going to take up too much time. We only got a certain amount of time here. I want to get to this. I'm going to bring up the comics. The first one that you guys know, he's one of my. He's the guest host on the show. I love the guy. He's one of my best friends. We're writing a book together. We did a movie together, which he'll tell you he fucking directed and fucking produced. Cocksucker. And he's a great middler. If you need somebody... if you're a headliner and you need somebody in front of you to really fucking not do too good or not do too bad to set you up to look good. You know, he's hilarious. Give it up for Joe Mercer, everybody. Dangerous Joe.
Thank you, Robert Kelly. And Don Kelly. Give it up for Don Kelly.
For what? She didn't do it. I told the joke. She told me not to say it.
I give my hats off to Dawn. Dawn is nothing but sweet. Every time we go over the house, she's cooking food. She's making coffee. She's saying lovely things. I just love that she's got that rotten fucking evil down in her heart. It makes me happy. It makes me feel closer to her. How bad did you wish that the guy in the wheelchair was in the back, but Bobby didn't know? I was fucking praying. Just fucking, thanks a lot, man! And fucking. And then watch Bobby run out of the room. Wait, dude! Come back, dude! I don't need you and I don't need anybody!
Yeah, he'd get to the stairs, he'd have to wait for me.
Oh, you dickhead.
I love you, Sam, wherever you are.
But by the way, I love Bobby's genius fucking logic. Don, let me tell the story. He's never going to hear this except for the podcast that's being documented on that's going to go on the internet next week. It's going to go on the fucking internet next week. He's going to hear it.
I fucked up. I fucked up.
Oh, Jesus.
What's he going to do?
Nothing.
Roll over my toe.
Oh, fuck.
No, I got
all right, well, we like Bobby said, well, I don't want to take up too much time up here because we want to get to the actual podcast.
No, you're supposed to.
Huh?
No, you're supposed to.
I know. I'm just saying I want to get to the material.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I'll shut up.
No, no. It's fine. I like it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I don't
care.
All
right, go ahead.
Do you want to hear a funny story? This happened today.
I hope so.
Today.
Yeah, it's a comedy show. It's not a tragic fucking story. My grandmother died. The end.
This is. I was with my friend. Today, and he said this to me. I was laughing so hard. We're standing outside of Rockefeller Center, and he's a comic too. Comics have the most disgusting stories. We just do you guys think comedy's like fun and goofy and gay. It's not. It's really dark and fucking creepy and weird. And he's telling me this story. He's like, "Yeah, dude. So after a show, man, this is the exact quote, and he wasn't trying to be funny. He goes, after a show one night, dude, right? I take this chick to Love Park in Philly, right? I'm fucking her against a tree, right? Doggy style. And he goes, I'm just fucking her, you know, raw dog, dude. Raw fucking dog. I'm just banging her. And then she looks back and she goes, do me a favor, don't come in me, but you can come in my mouth. And I was like, okay, cool. It's such a weird fucking world, dude. That was his actual. Such actually, a weird fucking world, dude.
That actually got hard a little bit. I filled up. When because you started pumping, you're like, you fucking line a fucking tree. And who fucks it? Huh? Fucking on a tree is so hot.
I know. When he was telling me, I was boning up outside of the skating rink.
I've never seen, it's like a Yeti. I've never seen somebody fuck on a tree. Oh. Like, just imagine driving by a park and just seeing a dude fucking just a chick on a tree and she's leaned up and bird lands on her shoulder. And
do you know what? Do you know what I just fucking realized? I was like, oh shit, we're not in your kitchen doing this like usual. I have to watch the things I do with my body as we talk. Because as you were saying that, I did what I would do if it was just me and you. I put the water bottle where my cock is. And I went, oh, yeah, dude. Like that. Like for you.
For me?
And then realized there's all these fucking people here.
Who liked it too.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love the
here's
jeans,
the funny.
By the way.
Here's the funniest thing. To talk about sex, this is the funniest sex thing a guy ever told me. My friend Rob that I went to college with. He's like the fucking he's Russell Crowe. He's that guy, you know. He's the manliest man ever. And he comes up to me one day, and we're talking, and he goes, yo, bro, my birthday's coming up next week. Girlfriend said I can have anything I want, no matter how fucking freaky it is. And I go, oh, that's awesome, man. What'd you ask for? And he goes, check this out. I want to put the football game on. I want to eat a bunch of hot wings, and I'm going to have a beer. She's going to suck my dick while I eat the hot wings and watch the football game. And I was like, all right, that's cool. And he goes, here's the kicker. I get to wipe my hands off in her hair while she's fucking blowing me.
Using a chick as a napkin is fucking awful, but it's so fucking unique.
Yeah.
What an original thought.
Yeah. And he's telling me this, like, cool, like, he's like, yeah, like, he's fucking laying out the plan.
Animal.
This is what's going down, right? And I'm like, Jesus Christ, this guy's, what the, I don't have to be horrified or amazed, you know? And I go, Jesus, dude, so what'd she say? Is she going to let you do it? And he goes, fuck no. She told me to go fuck myself. I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God.
Yeah.
Like, what a fucking awful visual. Just some poor girl with her hair, just with hot wing sauce in her hair and across her face.
Just doing the something about Mary, except with hot wing sauce. Oh, Jesus. All right. Anyway, All right, we're on the topic of sex, and I've already burned about 5 minutes. Let's take the last five of this set to really get into something sexual that we've talked about on the podcast quite a bit. I'm sure all of you, or some of you, have heard me talk about my affinity for a certain porn star.
you mean guy? Male porn star?
Don't ruin it! There's some twists and turns in this story for the people that don't know who she is.
Twists. Forget it. Go ahead.
Don't give it away. For those of you that don't know who Bailey J is, she's the hottest chick on fucking earth.
Yeah.
She's my favorite porn star ever. She's perfect. She's black hair, bangs, and long jet black hair, porcelain skin, and rosy cheeks. And her voice is so like angelic, and her boobs, and her cute little butt, and her hips. You know, she's got a penis, right? But that's a drawback for some people. I don't give a fuck. She's the hottest girl I've ever seen. Yes, I would jerk her off. Yes. Yes, I would table my no hand jobs policy to hook up with Bailey J. Not that she'd let me. That's how fucking hot she is. Having a dick doesn't bring her down to my league. Do you understand how fucking hot you have to be a chick and go, yeah, cock, beat it. Fucking hot. Really hot. So here's the point, people. I accept her. If I dated her, her dick, it's just part of her. It's just I would look at it the way I look at the laundry. You know, I'll get to it later. I don't have time right now, but I'll get to it.
You so, open your mouth when you do the laundry?
Huh? Yeah, I'd wash your pants like this. Anyway, wow, that really, the laugh of that wasn't worth the gesture of doing it. Let me tell you, I thought that was going to really get an explosive, and then I was like, no, I'm just licking a fucking fake cock in the air. Anyway.
Your laugh almost shut down the live audience.
Now, here's the thing, there's something I need to talk about. We talked about this a lot on the podcast, and I've talked about it on Opie and Anthony, too, and guys are narrow-minded when it comes to something like this, because they go, tranny, whatever. Would you suck her dick? That's right where their head goes immediately. Would you suck her dick? Joe, she's got a dick. Would you suck her dick? I don't know. All right? I'm not sure. There's a lot of steps that lead up to sucking a dick. I don't know what my boundaries are. I don't know where I tap out. All right? And I've really thought about this. Let's say I did go out on a date with her. All right, and we're going back to my apartment. We're on the elevator. We're drunk. We're making out. We're grinding. The against the wall elevator grind. And all of a sudden, I feel her boner pressing up against my boner. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. It's not that hard to see where this is going. Yeah, it's not a fucking Hitchcock movie. It's, yeah, it's fucking me about to suck a dick. You know, but maybe I feel that, right? And I go, ugh, no, I don't like that. I don't like things pressing up against my boner, especially when it's another boner. I don't care for it. Or maybe I go, strong, firm, reassuring. I want to get a look at this thing. So maybe I take it out of her pants. And I grab it. And maybe I go, ah, no. I've never touched a penis besides my own. I do not care for that. Or maybe I go, smooth. Like a porcelain wrapped in a fine silk. This feels like a bunch of marbles in my hand. And when I was young, I like to put marbles in my mouth. Let's see what this is about. So maybe I put her dick in my mouth, people. Maybe I do. Who gives a shit? It's my life, right?
Are you done? Is that it?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
Okay, good. You had me on the fucking marble thing. I was...
No. But maybe I put a dick in her mouth, my mouth, Bob, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I do.
Yeah.
And maybe I don't like it.
Maybe you, yep.
Maybe I gag when I do it. Maybe I go, ugh, yeah. Ugh, yeah. Right?
Because you're not used to it.
Right. Or maybe I gag like this. I don't know what kind of gag it's going to be.
You gag and then you spit on it.
That's right.
I did that way too well.
You know. I mean, we're cut from the same cloth. Once a guy like us is gagging and spitting, we're swallowing. Who the fuck are we kidding?
You
don't walk up to home plate and not cross it. You slide across that motherfucker and you skin your elbows if you have to. Right?
You know my wife's here, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So here's the last part of the story. I was on Opie and Anthony, and we talked about Belly Jane. We also talked about her counterpart, Buck Angel. Buck Angel is a woman that used to be a guy. Now a guy. Buck Angel was a guy. She got operated on to become a man, except she kept her vagina. Okay? So Buck Angel looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin with a pussy. Okay? And we're on the radio, and Jim Florentine said to me, DeRosa, what would you do? Would you fuck Buck Angel and his pussy? Or would you suck Bailey J's dick? What's gayer? And I said, Jim, no offense to Buck Angel, but I couldn't get a hard on for that guy if I had popsicle sticks and duct tape. However, I would happily skip into a fire to blow Bailey J. All right. Now, I thought that was funny. I thought that was a humorous, funny thing to say. Yeah, great. Guess what? You know who didn't? Buck Angel. And you know how I know? Because he threatened me on Twitter. And you know when he threatened me? 10 minutes before I got to perform at Carnegie Hall. 10 minutes before. A man waits his entire life to perform at Carnegie Hall. Our good friend Bill Burr had a show there. He gave me the honor of opening for him. I was sitting backstage saying, my God, I'm about to go out on the stage that Mark Twain once stood on. But I got 10 minutes. Let me check my Twitter. And there it was. Buck Angel. Yo, bro, I heard what you said. You better watch your fucking mouth. I'm watching you. I will beat the shit out of you. Let me tell you something, people. If a man's ego were ever to be inflated by the honor of performing at Carnegie Hall, that same ego is immediately deflated when you get a threatening tweet from a man that has a pussy. That
yes.
lets you know where you stand in life. So thank you for listening.
Joe DeRosa.
Have a great night.
Put the mic back. Sit down, Joe. Take a seat, my friend. Joe DeRosa, everybody. That's right, I'm a lazy host. I'm not getting back up. Fuck that. What's up? Good set, you homo. Are you going to sit right next to me? I thought what you agreed, you're going to sit over there.
Yeah. I was going to do right next to you until the other people came.
No, that's kind of not after all that.
Okay.
No, because I'm trying to get rid of my hard on. I don't.
Can I touch it and see if it's actually hard?
Touch my cock?
Yeah.
Are you fucking... My wife is... Are you fucking nuts? You want to touch my cock?
Yes.
No. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I wouldn't have asked if I didn't want to.
What the fuck happened to you?
That's like asking for food, not eating it. That's stupid. I asked to touch it. I would touch it.
It hasn't...
I don't want to touch it in a sexual way. I just want to see if you actually have a boner.
Okay. All right. We're going to stop and go back. I don't know if there's a. I don't know if that exists. If you touch my cock, and it's hard, that's sexual. That's not scientific.
Are you afraid?
What the fuck are you, Mythbusters? I know you dress like both of them. No. What's
fuck,
the what?
You fuck got you. You're dressed like Melissa McCarthy in Bridesmaids right now. Go fuck yourself.
You're dressed like Mr. Carter.
Listen. Be honest. You afraid that if I touch it, it might get a little more hard?
No. I wouldn't. Dude, you know, let me tell you something. It takes so much to get my cock hard now. I've been through so much. My wife has to wear like, I make her wear a robe, this little robe. It's like this fucking weird robe that's not even sexy. It's not like it's just a robe, but it does something weird for me when she wears it. It reminds me of like remember Porky's with the fucking Spanish chick that gave everybody crabs?
I never saw Porky's.
Well, no, Last American Virgin. Was that it? Where they went in and fucked the Spanish bitch. So they were pizza delivery guys. Was that the movie? Yeah, okay, thank you. One old dude. Fucking cocksucking young hipsters are like, what? What movie? You mean Last American Pie? Fuck. They made movies before those movies. And these guys went in and it was a Spanish chick. Uh-huh. Big tits. She had this little robe on and it just brings me back to my childhood. So yeah, I mean, back to the point. I can't just get hard. I don't see tits and my dick goes nuts. My dick is like an old dog. It sees tits. You have to go to my dick and go and rub its belly and who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? And then it might go, ooh, and the tail might wag a little bit. And
I'll tell you what, I was in a similar boat. I stopped watching porn. My penis gets hard now. I get excited about tits in a movie now. Like if a girl starts, they're gonna. I'm like, oh, you show her fucking boob. Like I get actually very excited about it. I can get a boner now from almost anything.
I know. Well, yeah, I got that.
No, but I mean, it's.
Well, I read this book called The Kosher Sutra. It was written by Kosher. Oh,
what is it?
It's a rabbi wrote a book about how to get your fucking sex life back up in a marriage or relationship. And one of the things that he talked about was what happens with married couples or couples in general is that you walk around naked. You go to she's in the bathroom or she's showering and you walk in and brush your teeth. You see each other naked all the time. So her tits, you get desensitized to seeing her naked. So it's not really a turn on because she's changing in front of you all the time. And, you know, like when you first see a pair of tits for the first time on a new girl, you're like, oh my, it's like the fucking Ark of the Covenant. Just like one nipple's bigger than the other. And you know what I mean? You got a left one that's small and the right one droops a little bit. But after you see that, and he said you should stop being naked around each other. Stop. Don't shower together. Don't go in the bathroom. Don't take your clothes off in front of each other. And it actually makes you, and it works. It works. We stopped doing that a little bit. And then my wife came out of the bathroom with a bra on, and I was like, ooh, I want to fucking touch those titties. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think as the older you get, too, I'm a fucking dirtball. I almost responded like, no, really, I am. Like, that's what a piece of shit I am. I even
does the rabbi also say in the book that your cock has to be monitored by a Jew before your wife is allowed to put it in kosher meat?
Yeah, nothing. I know, dude. You know what, dude? I let it come out, and you got a couple, and I just fucking let it go with that.
I knew it was a shitty joke, but I had to do it. You have to go. Come on, you have to go for the kosher meat.
I just thought, look, if we were doing this show at the East Village in a fucking 20-person theater, yeah.
No, it would have bombed worse there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, the point is this, is that it takes, you become guys, I believe, it's not our fault that we're fucking dirtballs or have sex issues. It's that we're brought up to, you know, like women, you're brought up with sex in like, you know, a fairy tale, a vampire with diamond skin and, you know, We're taught sex and relationships, not with Barbie dolls or prince and princesses. We're taught with a fucking video under a creepy uncle's bed, and we turn it on, and it's a chick with 9 dicks, and she's crying. And we're like, is this good? Yeah, that's what they like. They like you to kill them with their cocks? Yeah. I love dick. And then we meet you, and it's like, die, die, die. It's like, I thought you liked me. I like you a lot. Just kill yourself. You know what I mean? We don't, and we're fucked up with that. And then we go through life with that, and we're like, touch my dick, touch my dick. And then you meet somebody that you really like and respect, and it's hard to treat that person like that. It's more of a challenge to get to the other side and actually look at somebody while you're having sex. And this is fucking weird shit. Looking at the woman you love, opening your eyes, literally looking at her, and saying, you know, oh God.
Can you not reenact every part of this right now, please?
That's fucking and actually feeling something is fucking nuts. Without having to close your eyes and go to some fucking, you know, chick you saw on the train. And stay with that person, that's a fucking holy shit moment. And I've done it a few times. I'm getting like, I'm actually connecting with the person I love, which is nuts, because I'm trying to have a baby, which is a total another fuck you when you get to come in a woman and look at her face and smile. Just dip, dip, dip. And she's smiling back. She's not going, get the fuck off me, what are you doing? That's holy shit moments.
That's nice, man. That's beautiful. You really put it beautifully.
I listen, we gotta again, you were being sarcastic. We're gonna bring up the next person here. We're gonna keep the show going. This next person is literally one of my favorite comics. Not as a woman, one of the funniest people I've ever seen in my life.
She's one of my least favorite women.
I mean, no, but human being. Amazing. I fucking hate her. I mean, uncomfortable to be around, awkward. But as funny goes, as funny as it gets, she's the really. Don't do the old alt trick.
Funny joke, you really did, and then you tried to fucking piggyback on it. You're like, oh yeah, she's my least favorite person, you know, and he'd already made the joke, so I felt like, let's get up there, you know.
hang on.
First of all, I want to thank you guys for inviting.
You should have just let my joke. You should have let my joke go.
Thank you.
Shut the fuck up.
For inviting
shut up, Bernie. From My Wife Hates Me. Somebody turn her mic off. From My Wife Hates Me. One of my favorite podcasts. Bonnie McFarlane, everybody. Bonnie McFarlane. Just don't get it. Just take the compliments. Yeah, absorb it. Yes, feel it, Bonnie.
No, I. Your audience is amazing. I appreciate you guys for inviting me.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Sausage, meet and greet. I don't know. Joe DeRosa, you are such a faggot. I can't.
Thank you, Dyke.
And I'm not even, I'm not saying faggot like that mean faggot. I mean faggot. Like that kind of like more feminized version of the word. Like he can't even like, well, it looks like a lady. I might jerk it off. Most unmanly. What do you want me to do here tonight?
Do what you were just doing, stupid. Stop with your alternative Bonnie. Everybody
what?
Loves you. Just
oh,
be funny.
This is so LA, by the way.
You're
this
doing
so
great.
Doug
stop.
Benson
stop it.
Right
you do it. Everybody loves you.
No one does.
Oh, God, self-sabotage.
It's so, I'm not, sometimes, this is how, maybe this is how I work.
Oh,
you don't
I'm sorry,
know,
I didn't
people
know
work differently. You know? You get up and you, you fucking browbeat the audience into loving you.
I thought it was actually kind of open and kind of unveiling. I just said some real shit.
I didn't listen to
Bonnie.
Your set.
Okay.
Bonnie.
I have no idea what you do.
Bonnie.
Go ahead.
Bonnie does get frustrated. I actually asked this the last time I was hanging out with Bonnie. I go, Bonnie, be honest with me. Has a man that you've dated and ever threatened to hit you before, because you really just have an asking for it attitude.
Oh my God. She really does. I love Bonnie, but for some reason tonight she walks in and she's just a twat. I mean, I've always talked
you know
to her. I wouldn't, if I knew she was at this, I wouldn't have had her here. I would have flown Voss in.
I am a beautiful woman with a tiny vagina, and I'm sorry, I have a lot of fucking ego, okay? My asshole is huge, but my vagina is tiny. Which is why I married a Jew. That is the reason. My biology. You guys are talking about weird sexual things. I feel sorry for guys that have like a weird fetish, you know, like a weird sexual fetish that they have to, because they have to go out into the world and still try to date and still try to find someone to love them back, you know. And you know that at some point they're falling in love with a woman. They're going to have to tell her, you know, I can only come if I shit in your mouth. Is that a deal breaker? You know, they like probably like drop hints. They have to, like on the third date, they're like, you know, there's fecal matter in almost everything we eat. It's true. Dogs eat their poop. It's in nature. Don't fake laugh. Don't fake laugh at me.
I'm not
fake. Don't fake laugh at
stop,
me
just
right
shut
now.
Up.
Okay.
And just stop with your insecurities. You're funny, dummy.
You know what's amazing about your audience?
She's the worst.
Just
she's the worst. You have to just turn on the people that love you. We invited you,
done?
Stupid.
What have I done?
Nothing but mean shit to us. Ugh. I'm laughing at you. Stop fake laughing. You like a, you like those old
Stop
ladies
it.
That live in Long Island.
Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, God.
I should have worn a belt. It is February, and I've noticed that there's no black people.
Yeah, we got the guy at the door.
No,
he's the
black
bouncer.
People in your audience.
The guy at the door. He can't
oh,
come in, but he's outside
here.
Making
Good
sure.
Good one. Yes, really.
Making sure white
yes,
people don't get carried
away.
Somebody
will wait on everyone. Fantastic. Jesus. Really. It's Black History Month, the longest month of the year. No, I make jokes, but I really am racist. I want people to know that. It's refreshing. No, whenever I'm around black people, I talk black. I do that weird thing where I start to, you know, if you've done that, you're around like a bunch of black people, then you start like, I have a dream. Did I do that? I like totally talk black. It's so embarrassing. That's very alternative. That's
yeah, we
an
know.
Alternative joke.
You look like an alternative boy comic right now.
You do.
Yeah.
That is the kindest thing you've ever said to me.
You do. You look like one of the lords of Dogtown. Hey. Yeah. Hiya, folks.
If you could only grow a half beard, you'd have a fucking
deal. You know what is so annoying about you guys? You throw out the stuff, but then look at you. You're so easy to make fun of.
Well, do it.
You know what
you're
I mean?
Awful. You're awful. We like, know that. He just said he likes to suck dick. Yeah. And I made fun of my friend in a wheelchair. Yeah, we know. That's the fucking show, dummy. What do you think? We think we're anybody? We're not in the big room. We're in the little room.
I know. Oh. I know. You did you make this yourself, Bobby Kelly, this little stage?
I did.
Why would I fucking go after you in front of your own audience?
Because you're
it's
a fucking sabotager.
Smart.
You're scared.
Yes, I hate
you're
myself.
Scared.
That's why I married Rich Voss. Oh. Pain, come at me. Or people always say, like, why'd you marry Rich Voss? Why, look what I had to choose from.
I'm fucking better than Rich.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. I
you
got
don't
crushed
drool,
ice.
But
I got crushed ice.
What's that mean?
I got a fridge you can get crushed ice on.
Okay, so you are winning. You are winning. Yes. All right. So,
can I? Oh, wait. Bonnie does a really funny thing, though. Whenever I call you, and not whenever, but sometimes you'll call her up,
and like they have like a 4-year-old daughter, and she's being like, "No, no, sit, sit, sit," and then she'll go, "Joe, you know I'm talking to Rich, right?" That's really funny when you do that.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome.
Guys, you've like,
yeah,
you've turned, you've changed, you've rounded the corner. I don't know if I'm supposed to do stand up.
You got like a minute. You're done.
Okay.
You're done. You got a minute. Let's do one more and get over here and
sit
with us.
I'm about to tell some really amazing stand up. Smell it. Do it. It's free.
You have the lower torso of one of the
Ramones. Really good. Do you smell it? I don't know what he's saying.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. God damn it. I didn't want to laugh, but it made me laugh.
What did he say now? I hate him. I don't know what he said because I was already.
Hey, ho, let's go. Finish up the set.
I just poked my eye on a microphone for that one. That was fucking great.
Fucking pile on. Thank you, guys. No, you're cute. So I was talking about race and stuff. I don't know where to, I don't know really what to do to end it,
good,
but it's all stereotypes, isn't it? It's all stereotypes. You learn these stereotypes when you're young, and then when you get older, you realize the things you thought you knew about people, they're not really true at all. Like bald people, you've heard your whole life bald is beautiful. Then you meet one. They're gross. They're like incest babies. Oh. I've been thinking like a comb over is a better look than pure baldness. Because a comb over is saying, hey, I'm trying. I'm doing the best with what I've got. What's baldness saying?
Why do you keep pointing at me?
I'm going to rape you. Bald people love to rape. It's the same hormone that makes their hair fall out. That is a fact, everybody. I read it on Wikipedia. If I was being raped by a bald guy, I would try a lot harder to get away than if I was being raped by a guy with hair. So you're welcome. Someone's finally telling the truth up here. Okay? Yeah.
Yes. That was fucked up.
Unless he went down on me. Then I wouldn't try at all. I would let that happen. What? I like it.
All right, let's go. Come over here. Sit down. Give it up. Bonnie McFarlane, everybody.
Bonnie McFarlane.
Come over here. Sit down.
That is so rude, Bobby Kelly.
You've been going on for 3 hours. You're up here to yourself.
Oh, hey.
That's fine. That's fine. No, gonna, I love
I'm trying
that.
To slap you five to say good set. And
oh,
you're
yeah,
no,
great
I'm,
set.
Great
set.
Yeah. Bonnie McFarlane.
Bonnie McFarlane.
I feel like you got uncomfortable.
No.
And then you had
no, we have,
and you
we
wouldn't have, let me do my fucking closing line.
No, you're supposed to do 10 minutes and you were doing 15 and we have to go. We have a short time. I remember at the beginning, I go, look, we're going
right,
to have to keep.
Okay, so
and
yeah,
you
yeah.
go
no,
over.
No, no, no,
you're
no,
known
right,
to go over. You know you go over. You know.
Right.
That you just yes. keep going. Remember yes. we did the benefit for the troops and you went up and did 40 minutes and you had 30 comics waiting to go on and you were just like, anyways.
I don't
even the guy with no arms was like, hurry up!
It sounds like Bonnie's set was like the war. No exit strategy.
You know
I
what?
Did it on purpose!
I
made
care.
It shitty on purpose! That's Christ. All right, sorry.
You got away with one of those. Hey, ho, let's go. You're not going to get away with two.
No. Hey, ho, let's go was beautiful. Thank you.
That was a great
Thank
one.
You. Thank you. Good.
That was the best thing that Joe DeRosa has ever done. Ever.
Why are you so mean tonight? Go. You're not a mean person. You're usually very nice to everybody, and you're very mean.
You're usually not this sensitive. Why are you so sensitive?
Because
did you eat a burrito?
Because I had a miscarriage.
I
had a miscarriage.
What's happened?
I had a miscarriage. Now what? Now what?
I'm pissed that I
now
didn't
what?
Have to do my fucking closing
What's
line.
The closing
I would
line?
Never do that.
Oh, you had more?
Oh, forget it. Don't worry about
well,
it.
Your bit's good. I didn't know your bit was ending.
You don't know my bits.
Well, I didn't know. Well, there's a lot of time in between parts.
You know my closer because it's like a raucous round of applause. That's what happens.
Are you? What's the closer?
No, I'm not gonna. No.
Please.
I'm not.
Bonnie,
no, I'm not.
You guys
want to
hear
now.
The closer?
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah.
Bonnie.
No.
Fuck that.
No.
Bonnie. Bonnie.
No.
If you.
No.
If you better fucking. They want to hear.
What am I gonna like? Really? I'm gonna sit here
and do
it.
It's a fucking closer. Funny bit.
What's
you know?
The last? Just say the last line.
Just say it.
Oh my God.
Just say
Code
it.
Code Rosa, I want to hit you in the face.
Just
so.
Say it.
Why?
Why?
No, because he's acting like he's better than me right now. You can.
No,
see
I'm
it.
Not. I was yeah, saying like. What
is? He like closed his eyes when he said that last line. He goes, "Just do your closing line." Is that not annoying? When
you
someone
see?
Closes their eyes when they talk to you, they think they're better than you.
That's
though.
True.
Just
or that is true.
Or it
Joe.
Could be the glaring fucking lights shining into my face
Don't,
right now that maybe go like that for
or
a second.
Or it could be those jeans are so tight.
If people are talking to you and they're closing their eyes, that's
if what?
Natural because of your face. But otherwise, you
I
shouldn't
thought that deserved
be
more, to be honest with you.
I didn't know your bit was had more. I apologize.
Thank you. Thank
but
you.
I that last part was good.
Thank you.
Are you? Let me ask you a question. Now you have your own podcast, but you hate doing podcasts.
I hate doing it. This is dumb.
Why do you hate it so much?
Because I'm humiliated every single time, as I am now. I'll go home and I'll be like, "What did he say? Yo yo ho go go? I don't know what you said."
No, it was a Ramones lyric.
Oh.
Oh, Bonnie, because your pants. That's all that was. It was a Ramones joke.
Well, and the feet.
Huh?
And the hips.
I'll be like, why didn't they let me finish my joke?
What was the joke? I want to hear it.
I don't want to finish
then
it.
Then shut the fuck up about it.
You
all
asked
right?
me.
That's a typical.
You
it's like my wife.
Nah,
nah, nah, nah, nah. Okay, go ahead. I don't want to now. Okay. What do you want to eat? I don't care. What about McDonald's? No.
You know what you
what
guys.
What the fuck?
You, know what
you
guys,
said you don't care.
I don't want this to turn into some weird gender war. So why don't you guys just continue talking about transvestites that you want to have sex with?
Anyway, Joe, I want to fuck.
I'm on both of your sides.
Of course you are.
Oh, my God.
He's such an asshole. He is really.
Hold on.
Common enemy.
I thought Bonnie was done because she talks slow. You're right. There are gaps. But you are a gap jumper. You do jump in when there's a gap. So I think you both.
Why are you yelling?
You both kind of met each
Joe
other.
Joe yells.
Yeah.
He loves to yell.
No, Joe, that's his natural
tone. The
only
way he gets. You know why? Because he's used to doing those clubs where you can hear the band. Upstairs.
That's not true. I'm used to raping women, and you have to scream a lot when you do it.
Well,
stop fucking moving,
Joe. What the
I'm
fuck?
Just kidding.
Was that?
It's a joke.
Yeah, but you didn't have to make the rape face. I mean, we got the joke.
Is it convincing?
Yeah.
Good rape face.
You get that little 11 right here between your eyes.
Do I have a good rape? I have a good rape face.
So, Bonnie. You do a podcast, My Wife Hates Me, with your husband. Joe, relax.
Sorry.
Joe.
You do a podcast with, it's one, honest to God, one of my favorite podcasts. Yeah. I love it.
It's great.
And you have fans of it here, right?
One, yeah.
Last week, you cried.
Shut up.
Did you?
Legitimately broke the fuck down.
Yeah, you know
what
why?
Happened?
Because you guys talk about honesty a lot. Oh, you got to be honest. You got to be honest. Well, fucking really honest, all right?
Not yeah. What happened?
What happened was I wrote a script, and I said to my husband, hey, you want to try and do this for real? And he said, okay. So we read it on the air, and it seemed real to people.
It was fake?
It was totally fake.
You're lying.
I'm lying.
You're the worst to do a podcast with.
No, did you really cry on the air? I think that's amazing. Bobby and I have very sensitive podcasts where we make up after fights we've had and express
God,
emotions to each other.
The worst right now. What the fuck? How did this turn into fucking just this?
Asked the question. You
I wanted to know why you cried.
Oh, I don't know how to make it funny, Bobby. I'm
I don't
sorry.
Want it to be funny. I just want to tell why you cried. Why did you cry, Bonnie? Bonnie, why did you cry?
I don't even know. It was just, we were just having a fight. We were just having a real fight.
Does he really bug you?
He.
Of course he does. He bugs everybody.
Hey, that's my fucking husband.
Well, we couldn't get Rich here because he's in, I don't know where the fuck he is.
He's in Florida.
He's in Florida right now playing golf.
Pretending to work.
Pretending to do a show. He's playing golf, so we got the next best thing, which is this guy Bob DeBono, who's a very funny comedian, and he does the most amazing Rich Voss impression ever. So we have Bob DeBono, a.k.a. Bonnie's husband, Rich Voss here to do the show. Bob, can you please come up?
Rich Voss, ladies and gentlemen.
Rich Voss, everybody. Rich Voss.
Keep it going. Give it up.
Okay, first of all, loosen up, okay? Loosen up. Let's give a round of applause for my opening acts over here. Okay? Okay? Hack one and hack two, okay? I have more credits than any of you people, okay? Two Comedy Central specials, Tough Crowd, Colin Quinn, and Godspell. Where is my career going? That is the question, okay? So I'm married to this one right over here. Yeah, I own her, okay? I miss being single, though. Those days were great. I used to date this homeless woman. That was great. When I was done having sex with her, I could drop her off anywhere. We're home. Lucia, you want poetry? Go to Soho. Okay? This is all I have. Okay? Loosen up. Sir, undo those arms with your big head. Okay? Didn't you fall off a wall? When you run down a hill, does your head lead the way? Stupid. This guy stinks. I'm not feeling good at all. I just went and got a physical. You ever do that? Oh, shit. I went in there today. Guy, you know, you go in there, you check your eyes, your throat, your nose. Then he grabs my testicles, right? So then I come all over his arm. I'm thinking, what kind of dentist is this?
Oh, shit. Shit.
Are these his real
So notes? I hop out of his van.
Are these his real notes? They're pretty
that
good.
Was three jokes in one, okay? How many comedians could do that? How many? He could do maybe two jokes in a premise, okay? I had three punchlines. I have three kids. Anyone got kids here? You got kids? No, I got three of them. Youngest one is four. I wish I could help them with their homework. I am so stupid. The other day, she's like, Daddy, what's a pronoun? I don't know, a noun that gets paid.
I know.
What's a synonym? A bun. What's a homonym? A gay nim. Now get back on that table and dance. Okay? The youngest one, she's always trying to draw pictures for me, you know? You ever have a kid try to draw you pictures? She's like, Daddy, look, I drew a house. No, it's scribble. Would you want to live in that house?
He's doing better than Rich.
She leaned into me. She goes, are these Rich's real jokes?
Am I done now?
You're done. You're done.
Old yeah, fat yeah. Fuck you.
You're done.
Can I sit down
yeah,
now?
Yeah, come sit down, Rich. Thanks Rich for doing Voss. The show. Rich Voss, everybody. Sit down there. What's happening, Rich? Good
you
job.
Know, you know what I like about you, Bobby Kelly? You let the fake Rich Voss do his closer.
Because it was funny.
Oh boy, Rich, that was.
I feel bad that I
no,
didn't let you do
shut
your
up.
Your closer.
Shut
Everybody
up.
Go on the internet tonight already. And get
oh
her CD
God.
And wait.
I don't have.
I know.
CD.
I know.
She doesn't have one.
Because unlike you, I wanted to wait till I was good enough. Oh.
Jesus.
That is true. Have you heard my first one? Robert Kennedy live.
Oh, yeah, that's original. Yeah. Really?
No.
Stupid.
Sometimes, honestly, when Rich is talking to me, I think of Bob DeBono. Like, it's so, like, that his is impression is so
oh,
close.
Oh, really? You have a fantasy of a D-level comedian?
This is really? So meta.
Really? That is an insult, okay?
If he called me doing Rich, I wouldn't fucking know.
I know.
I wouldn't know if it was Rich or not. It's amazing.
The real question is, what if we really got Rich? Would he have done as well as Bob?
No.
That's
no.
the question.
No.
You know
no.
what I mean?
No.
Like.
No.
No. And he wouldn't have. Okay.
You got to say I never fail as Rich.
I thank you. I never fail. And that's exactly how I would say it, okay? What am I, Mike Birbiglia? That horrible comedian.
Don't say that at this crowd. Don't say that at this crowd.
He's got the comedic timing of a softball machine. Yeah, let him come. What, World War III? Let him come down here. This is my home.
So, Rich, you've been doing this podcast with your wife for a while. She hates doing it. Do you like doing it?
No, not really. I don't, no.
You love doing it.
It's because it's cheaper than going to therapy. That's why.
You've
free.
Always said that you never want to go to I've asked you to go to therapy. You always say, I never want to go to therapy because then I don't want.
Well, first of all, I already did it with my ex-wife. Okay? And I spent $5,000 to have two women call me an asshole.
He knows it.
Look, there's a black guy. Russell Vince, everybody.
Oh, shit. Oh,
okay. Well.
From Haiti.
Do you hear?
So if you never gave to Haiti that applause, that was a little something.
Do you hear how fucking hard Will is laughing? It's
what did
Rich.
You say?
He's saying how funny. Bob is
I Rich. Know. I was just making fun of his accent.
Oh, sorry.
Interpreter fucking Joe.
Hold on. I didn't know. No, sorry. I got excited. Can you hold on? I can get Bob to break character for
what
one
am I,
second.
A mannequin?
No. For
do,
what?
To do a Rich Voss joke.
Okay, go ahead.
Because we talked about this beforehand. All right. Do really quick.
First of all,
you got to stand up to
give
do
me
it, though.
A joke.
Stand up and do the homeless. Do Jack Nicholson doing Rich Voss's homeless joke? Please.
You want me to do a homeless one?
What
again?
Is it? What is it?
He's gonna do Jack Nicholson. Do
set
a
it
rich.
Up for the people that aren't here.
There's a live audience.
He's
you
gonna
stupid.
Do.
They see you. Tell them.
What part of the sentence is confusing? He's gonna do Nicholson doing Rich Voss's homeless woman joke. Everybody understands
first
what I
of all,
mean,
can
right?
I do another one since they already heard that one?
Okay. yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Rich would be a lot meaner to Joe DeRosa.
As who?
Just
who am I doing it as? Oh.
Do Nicholson doing Voss's joke.
Gee,
just one joke.
Gee, that's not hacky.
Yeah, Rich
stand
would be,
up and do
Rich
it.
Would be fucking ripping Joe a fucking new asshole right now.
Tearing him
funny.
Apart.
You're gonna make you laugh.
The other night I was so goddamn horny. That I am. I'm not done yet. That I jerked off and I came in my eye and I won a stuffed animal.
Oh, God!
Can I sit down now?
Oh, fucking A.
Holy shit.
I want to quit the podcast and just have Bob do it.
I can't do you fuck. Yet, okay?
Will, are you the only other comic here?
The only black one.
Are you the only other comic in the room right now, besides us?
Well, wait, what?
No, because if you are, why don't you come over? If you're the only one, if there's nobody better, well, come over and grab the microphone. Come on, Will. Come on.
Wilson Vince. Give it up for Wilson Vince.
For Black History Month, sit down. Grab the microphone. Take it off. You know, just as we're doing some.
How you guys doing?
All right, what are you talking to us or them?
I thought I was going to be the only minor.
How y'all doing?
What's from up, Canada.
How are you?
Bob, that is funny. Oh, my God.
This Bob, but that's Voss.
Bob.
That's Voss.
Bob.
No, yeah. It's Voss.
Voss.
Stop trying to take credit for everything, Kelly, okay? bring on the compliments, okay?
You got to talk directly to the microphone, Voss. What were you saying?
I was saying Voss is funny as hell. I never seen Voss this funny ever in my life.
That's the third time that joke's been made, and it's gotten a big laugh every fucking time.
Do you understand where Voss is doing comedy right now? It's probably not as packed one, and there's no way people are laughing this much. At a fake Voss?
And it's not even a comedy club. It's called, like, the Pizza House.
All right, Bob DeBono is Rich Voss. I'll take it from Bob Kelly, but you cannot fucking slam Rich as a fucking impersonator.
What happened?
Thank you.
I gotta stick up for Rich
in this
you
situation.
You do. You know what? I'm glad you're fucking doing that. Good for you.
Good
you're
for you.
Go fuck yourself, Bob Kelly.
What the fuck?
Go fuck yourself.
I love
it's
Rich.
It's fun to make fun, but now you're going too far.
I haven't done.
And he's definitely going too far. And if you open your mouth, I'm gonna fucking elbow you in the face.
Wow.
You remember that you made the first Rich Voss joke?
Married to that fucking asshole. I'm allowed.
Jesus,
I love white on white crime. On Black History Month, this is amazing.
But you're not from America. You're from Haiti, so you don't really get Black History Month because nobody did shit to you in Haiti. I don't. Am I wrong? I don't.
Yeah, Haiti's no. Haiti's a fucking dreamland.
First of all,
I'm not saying Christians pull up every fucking Monday, but I'm saying that, right?
I still get treated bad. Hey, you guys don't separate the black people. You don't like, oh, no, don't attack him. He's Haitian. No, you don't do that, do you?
Yeah,
we're scared of you. Did you ever see those Seagal movies?
Dude.
I saw the scariest thing in the world that almost scared the shit out of me. That I knew the end of the world was coming. I saw a fucking a Haitian dude with crying. Dreadlocks walking down the street, Haitian dude, and he was just on the phone and he was just crying.
How you know he was Haitian?
Because he talked like you. I think
we knew he was Haitian because he was crying.
God damn it! Really, Joe? Look, you did one out of nine. And you're doing good. You're doing good.
He's not doing good. I don't know why you keep fucking encouraging him?
Fucking shit! All right, well, God, sorry. Yeah, no. How did you know he was Haitian? Seriously.
Don't charge.
You're not throwing me under the fucking bus. You think I'm just gonna go back into it? I could be an asshole.
That's what you do after you bomb. Just try to act like you're like need to make a point really quick.
That's what Rich Voss does. That's his technique. This is what Rich does. He'll say a bomb. He'll try to throw you under the bus. Say something mean to you. If it doesn't work, he'll go. No, seriously. Do you have cancer? Are you sick? That's his technique.
Seriously, right? Okay.
What?
No, I'm just doing me, you, doing me, doing you. Okay?
I'm sorry, you're right.
I would go.
Me
yeah,
doing
okay.
you, me and you. So it's black. Now, what are you doing for Black History Month? Anything?
I'm being black.
You are. You fucking are, dude.
No, you know.
You know what makes me sick about you? Let me rephrase that. You know what I'm jealous about you?
What's that?
Your stomach.
Bobby, I was your size one time.
When?
In 2004, I was 220. How much you weigh?
Oh, Jesus, man. You're wrong. You're so off.
Wait
a minute.
Jesus Christ. Did you hear that?
First of all,
did you
fuck
hear?
You, lady. This is, wait a minute. This is what he said. What are you, 220? This girl goes, what? I'm sorry. Fucking freak show that you work at the freak show in Coney Island, you can guess people's weight.
That was and you weren't even that was true.
She said, that's a compliment.
She was angry. She was fucking mad. He was off 60 pounds.
That wasn't and I'm trying to be funny, 220, what? That was hey, I think abortion is wrong. What? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? 220.
Why?
What'd you say?
I don't think you should try to, you know, if you're 280 or whatever, just say it.
I'm not 280. I'm actually lost 20 pounds.
Keep going. Wait,
what are you doing? Bob, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
He's eating.
Losing weight. No, I'm losing weight. Bobby Kelly's out. Losing weight. I hope that's stuck in your fucking heads for the whole night. I lost 20 pounds. I was up to, I actually got my fattest I've ever been this time. This six fat was the fattest. Yeah, I've had six fats. I've what? I have eight in me. I got eight in me. I'm going to lose weight two more times, try to get a deal, and then I'm saying, fuck it. I'm going to sell my place in New York. I'm going to get a move to Cleveland and live the rest of my life and just eat fucking shit food and live in a shit town.
Why is it so hard for you to lose weight?
Why is it? Because food is my drug, dude. Food, I eat. I quit drinking.
Calm down. First of all, calm down.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I get passionate. I eat. When I eat, I it makes me feel good. Because I have nothing. I'm married. I can't bang hookers. I can't do drugs. I can't.
No more.
Wait,
hookers.
Eating healthy.
It's fucking.
Dude, I'm an upstanding citizen, dude. I stopped banging hookers and everything.
Yeah. I really am patting myself on the back for not banging prostitutes.
Not smoking crack and
so
not.
What? I eat mayonnaise. What? I don't bang hookers.
Yeah. I stopped parking crack at the edge of the playground. I'm being a good person, dude.
Fuck you guys. Fuck
what?
You, Joe. Fuck you!
For what?
I'll take it from her. I won't take it from you. Food is my drug of choice. Like some people in this room have the same problem as I'm looking out.
What's your goal weight? What's your goal weight?
I could be a weight and stay a weight, it would be 190.
No, I mean on the heavy side. What is it you're going for?
Do you know they mentioned a linebacker for the Patriots during the Super Bowl? They were like, he's really big. He's around 265. I'm fatter than him. And I'm also a foot shorter. That it's fucking awful. I mean, you were never as big as me.
Well, I was 220. How tall are you?
I would love to be 220. That would
like
be my goal weight. 220.
Now. He's like, no, I wasn't a fucking pig. All right. I was 220.
So, what have you been eating?
You can tell by that response.
Huh? He said, what have you been eating, Bobby?
What do you eat every day?
What's up, Rich?
What do you eat every day?
I feel like I'm being set up by the real Rich Voss.
I know.
I eat. Well, I haven't had a.
Today for lunch, he had Barry Bonds. Seriously.
What'd you have for breakfast, John Panette? That was a Rich Voss joke that he actually wrote.
I like it. I today.
What do you like to eat?
I like to eat fucking. I like to eat everything. I like carbs. That's my killer. I love pizza. I love rice. I love bread.
Macaroni
I love that.
Macaroni and cheese.
What?
Macaroni and cheese.
No, I'm not black. I like.
If you were black, you'd be a whole lot skinnier.
What? Why do you say that? This fat black people. This fat black people.
Yeah, but they don't look as fat as you.
Wait a minute. You're saying there's a different black fat?
Yeah.
Black fat is different?
Yeah, it is. White fat is like glowy. I don't know. It just
shines. I'm glowy?
It just shines a little more. That's
I'm
all.
What the fuck? Like a.
You're brighter. It just stands out more. I don't fucking know.
I don't. Listen. Can I just see? I want to just do me a favor, and I know this
I'm
is
not
weird.
Do it.
Stop.
I'm not
stop.
Do it.
Stop. Stop. Will, stop for the show. You got to show me your stomach. I want to. We're going to do stomachs.
Yeah.
You show your stomach, I show
although,
my stomach.
Well,
and Joe still shows his stomach.
Right. Wait, full disclosure, I don't know if I can hold Joe back. I'm going to try.
Bonnie got to show her stomach. I want to see what white people's stomach, what white God, mothers look like.
Spit it out, Will.
Did you just,
Jesus Christ.
You got a worse slur than I do, you stupid.
I didn't hear what he said.
They got the stretch marks like the black girl.
God damn, Will.
What the
what
fuck
are you saying?
What
are you talking about?
He's turning
to the edit this fucking Bonnie. Show. It's live.
Welcome to the strip club at Gotham.
Will, put a W Bonnie. In every word. Go ahead.
What do you want to say?
Go ahead. That's fucking funny.
This is what I want to do. I want to see your stomach, then Joe's stomach, and then my stomach.
Okay.
I'm not showing my fucking stomach.
No, we're not. Ronnie's not showing her stomach. She's a woman. I don't want, and it's my friend's wife. I don't want to see that. And I have a little weird crush on Bonnie, so I don't want to. I do. There's a weird thing. There's just
it is weird.
We all got stuff because of your weird crush?
Yeah.
No, believe it, trust me. Nobody wants to see my fucking stomach.
You have a weird crush on Bonnie, or you would crush Bonnie?
First time. Yes.
Dude, but,
wait.
Okay.
Joe's on fire.
It's so true. You got to just sit through the shit. You know what I mean? So it's like one bad one after.
Did you hear how excited
when
he got?
When you get to it, it's worth it. Aw.
Okay, here we go. All right, you go first. You show your stomach.
No, start fat first.
Why are you going to go first?
What'd you say?
No,
it's Black History Month.
Show the fat first and work your way up to what you should look
like. No, you should.
Before
that's
always
the way
goes
they do in
before,
every magazine.
After.
Before, yeah. After.
All right.
Yeah. You're right, right before. Right,
I agree right. That Will should go. It should go Will to you. I
Will
agree.
To you.
No, Will
to me.
No,
I'm the fattest.
I mean, Will first.
Just disagree
you.
With no. My husband.
I pick because it's Black History Month.
Joe, who go first?
Is that what you really want? That's that you want to waste it on that?
All right, here we go. Wait. Slow down.
Here we go.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Banana.
Woo! Right?
Jesus
right.
Christ.
And I saw pubic hair.
Fuck. Man, you're fucking
dark.
You're fucking dark. You're midnight dark. you're fucking almost purple, motherfucker. You like pumpernickel toast.
Burnt pumpernickel.
Wow. Go ahead. Here we go, Joe.
Can we get some soft lighting
Hang
for these
second.
Two?
All right, wait.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Can we
here we go, Joe.
Her?
Joe. Here we go. Don't suck it in. Stop. He's sucking it in. He's
of
sucking it in.
He is.
He's sucking it in.
He is.
Let it go.
No,
let it breathe.
No, don't.
I
think
you have an added stomach.
Let it go, Joe. Yeah.
It's not as bad as I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, pubic hair is all in his stomach.
True.
Bobby.
All right, everyone. Move your seats back.
Oh boy.
It wouldn't be right if you didn't also show your crack right after. Yeah. I mean,
first of all, hand out the 3D glasses, everybody.
Rich Voss.
Nobody skinny can take a photo. That's another rule. All right, here we go. Ready? This is scary.
Let it go. Wait, let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Suck it in.
Let it go.
Yeah.
My stomach was that big.
I think it's sexy. I think it's. Yeah. I've fucked fat guys before.
What the fuck?
You have?
Yeah. No, I think around 9/11 we were all doing stuff.
My stomach.
Whoa, what's happening? I don't know what's happening.
My stomach was that big.
Anymore.
Did you know? I had sex with big girls before too, and I like a big girl.
How long ago?
That was a long time ago.
Because
I've been married for 4 years. I've been with her
so,
for
2 years ago?
No, it's not. What are you? She's here, you fucking moron.
God,
the black community is so different. They're so different.
Yeah, rape doesn't count.
Jesus. Wow.
That's how you got me, right, Rich?
Okay, here we go. I had a few big women in my life. Mm-hmm. Really, like really big women. Like, I was on top, and both of my knees didn't hit the bed. Honestly, like I was on top.
I don't even understand it.
Yeah, it's hard to understand. I got on top of her to kiss, and both of my knees didn't touch the bed. Like, I had to pick a side to be on.
Yeah, is it wobbly, right?
One girl I went with, she's around 350 pounds, but she was a big girl model, so her face was really cute. And we hooked up, because I don't give a shit, and then we hooked up, but I hooked up with her, I promised her a steak and cheese and fries.
Oh.
We wound up hooking up, and after we were done, I thought she'd go back to her hotel room. She was like, what's up with the steak and cheese? I had to order the steak and cheese. She just ate it on the end of the bed, naked, dipping, just and ignored me, and just watched TV. And then when she was done, she wiped her mouth with a full towel and left.
I like that. I like that one.
I never had a fat face, but I used to wear these big baggy shirts, and I just told people I was into hip hop. And only people who knew I was fat was girls that I took back to my place. And it was funny how I watched their facial expression change when they were like, and I was like, it's too late, bitch. It's too late.
Dude, the door is locked. It does hurt when you're out of shape. It does hurt when you're out of shape, dude, because 9 times out of 10 when I'm with a girl, like, she's butt naked and I still have my jeans and shirt on. She is not trying to take my clothing off at all. She's like, I know it's not going to be. Just unzip and let's just do it like that. It's really fucking sad, man. It's really sad.
You have to unplug the TV to fuck because you can't even have that little red infrared light glow on your shitty body.
We're spooning after sex. I still have my shoes and everything on.
Listen, we got to wrap this up. We've been going on.
I just want to say this. I feel bad for being mean to you guys earlier. I didn't realize you were dealing with such weighty issues.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, Bonnie, for having me.
But I also want to say this. I don't know what kind of stuff you're dealing with. Like, you know that there's like good fat and there's bad fat, right? And a bad fat. Do you know that?
What do you mean?
About yourself.
What do you mean?
I mean you're a bad person.
Oh, I'm a bad person. I'm just fat and bad. That's fucking awful, you twat. What's wrong? Jesus Christ.
You know
Bobby.
What, Bobby? I think you're great fat.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dangerous Joe. You're a fucking nice guy.
You're one of my best pals in the world, and
Thank
I love you,
you
no matter well, what you look like.
Suck his cock right now. Suck his cock
I
right now.
Got this kiss.
Suck it. What'd you say?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
I said nothing.
Well, listen, we got to wrap this fucking thing up. Listen, we're going over time here. I really appreciate all you guys for coming out. First of all, Will, for sitting down. Thank you. God bless black people. I don't know. Black. Everybody. Come on, everybody. No, be quiet. Just hold it up. And be angry.
And now for Bobby. Everybody.
That's fucking mean, dude. Oh. I want to thank Rich Voss for showing up.
Thank you. Bob DeBono. Bob DeBono.
Rich Voss, where are you going to be next week?
Killing myself.
Plug your DVDs. Plug your CDs.
And we're going to be selling Rich Voss's DVDs after the show. Brand, what? It's a CD or a DVD?
It's a CD.
It's a CD. What's the name of it?
Still empty.
It's your
inside.
Fucking husband.
Still empty inside.
It's your husband.
I'm sorry.
But we're selling that, and we're selling all the special merch too.
Oh, tell them.
How can I promote my stuff?
We're selling.
No, you on it by accident,
guys.
No, you can't.
We had gig posters made.
Oh yeah,
tonight.
Come on up, show them, bring them up. Come on, Chris Ellis, everybody from the Syndicate. Yes. Come on up, yes. Chris Ellis and Matt, get up here from Laugh Button Live. They actually put this whole thing together. They made this possible. They threw the idea. Yeah. Give it up for these guys
Give it up for these guys.
Hold those up. That's Matt. Matt can't fit. Stay right there, Matt. No, you're going to hurt somebody. Stay right there. Matt, show your belly. Show it!
It's fascist crime right
okay,
there.
Go ahead.
All right.
All right, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Joe, go ahead. Hold it up, hold
so,
it up.
Who was
Bobby,
that?
Excuse me, Bobby had these gig posters made for tonight. It's for the show tonight. I guess you had about how many made?
We only had 100 made. They're actually silk screened, handmade by the artist. They're signed. There's only 100 of them, and the artist signed them on the back. What's that? No, it's signed on the back.
No, they're numbered by the artist. Each one was handmade by
the
artist.
Don't ever talk over me, Chris. All right, we're not in fucking Weehawken. I love Weehawken. I just. So we're going to be giving away, actually, how many are we giving away? Two or one? We're going to be giving away two of these right now. Right now, fan of the podcast, not one of you cocksuckers who doesn't even know what's going on, you just showed up.
Who just showed up?
Pretty much everybody. Oh. I don't know. I think these people and these people know the podcast. That's it. And no, we're going to give away two of these two right now. First of all, the person who can say the quickest who's missing from the podcast right now. Right there. You win it. Right there. Right behind you. You fucked up. You fucked up. You fucked up. Don't yell. Don't get mad at me because you froze. Go ahead. Give it.
Here we go.
Hold on.
It was Dan Soder, Monster Voice. Who's that? Was that Tracy? Right. What was the answer?
All right. What's this?
What?
The second question?
I don't have it yet. Slow down. I'm trying to make it up as I go along.
I got a great one.
And you two have
I got that going. What is Bobby Kelly's weight?
No.
Wait.
That is the
We're going to give away three. That's a fucking good one, you twat. Much. That's a good one. Hang on, Joe. Shh. Go ahead, Joe.
Too much.
Go.
Dance catchphrase.
Okay, yeah. Okay, here we go. Okay, ready?
So it's still getting
here. Ready? Here we go.
Here we go.
Go.
$1.
Three is too high, you skinny bald fuck. Go down. Under three. 271. That's it. You fucking asshole!
There you go.
You won! What?
You got it.
You drove 6 hours?
I did.
I know, but you almost didn't get in, and I got you in.
We need one more of these. We're giving one more away.
We're giving away one more. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, here's the last question, and this is for the podcast fans. Okay.
Shut up.
This is for the podcast fans. What kind of a fight is it going to be? Not
who
now.
Said it?
Hold on. No, that's not right.
That's not it.
You said it over there. Goddamn gator fight. Who said it?
You got it right down there.
All right. Give
that
this guy
with the beard.
Goddamn gator
and the guy
fight.
With his hair looks almost. Like a hat.
Almost.
He has hair that looks like a hipster.
All right.
You got. Oh, my God. It was
goddamn
fucking.
Goddamn gator fight.
The goddamn gator fight. Who are you? I know.
This was fun being some part of something so professional. I really appreciate it.
Right. You don't have to worry about doing it again.
We're selling merch out there. Where are we selling?
Right here.
Oh, we're
stupid.
Selling merch right
we're
here.
We're going to be selling those posters right here.
Whatever.
We're going to be signing them. And go ahead. Give you, what is it?
He's so desperate
Will Vince,
Twitter.
Say hi
to you. And I produce a film festival, NBC, called Shortcuts Festival. So any young filmmakers out there, go to NBCShortcuts.com.
And no joke, guys, this week, seriously, go onto iTunes. A good friend of ours, Patrice O'Neill's passed away. And
it's called Mr. P. The CD's right. called Mr. P.
It's called Mr. P. It's on iTunes. It's number one in comedy. It's number, I think, two out of all the CDs on iTunes right now. Please go there. And if you bought it for yourself, buy it for somebody else. Gift it for somebody. All the money goes to the family. So make sure you do that. Mr. P on iTunes.
And
make sure
also,
you get that.
Also get Elephant in the Room.
Elephant in the Room, too. For Mr. And that's it. You guys, thank you so much for coming out. You know what, dudes? First podcast live. Did you have a good time?
Nice.
You guys are great. Thank you so much.
Guys.
Thanks for coming out. Give it up for Bonnie McFarlane, everybody. The last time she'll ever be on the show. Or I'll ever talk to her about anything. That's it. Now get the fuck out of here. Hey, you a fan of the You Know What Dude podcast? Well, there's three things you can do to prove that. Number one, go to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a review. Not just any review. Leave a 5-star, holy shit, fuck, twat, cunt, wow review. Write it down on a piece of paper before you even post it to make sure it's wow, holy shit, fuck, cunt. And number two, go to the Robert Kelly page on Riotcast and hit the donate button. You can donate $1. You can donate $5 million. It doesn't matter. And you know what? You don't even have to donate anything if you don't have the cash. This shit's free and it always will be. But we do appreciate all the people who have donated so far because it's made this podcast better and better every week. And number three, go to Riotcast.com and check out all the other podcasts. There's 9 of them. If you like podcasts, there's no need to go anywhere else but Riotcast.com.